Our first presentation this morning is evaluation of fluoridone for weed control in cotton. Jason Meyer, University of Arkansas.
Good morning. Thank you for being here this morning. I'm going to share with you some results of a research trial we conducted over the past 2 years looking at fluoridone use for weed control in cotton, primarily looking at glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth control. Now in our state, we pretty much consider every cropping area to have glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. And previous research has shown that even around one plant per meter square can reduce cotton yields up to 92%. So it's a pretty severe weed. And in the past, when a situation gets as bad as what you see in that picture, hand removal is the only other option. And we have done that before in Arkansas. However, it is timely, it is very costly, and it's not really an option you want to do. In a recent survey conducted by RIAR and others in 2013, they did a survey of cotton consultants in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee, and it was a tremendous amount that said Palmer amaranth was the most problematic weed that they were facing right now, and it replaced glyphosate-resistant horseweed in cotton since 2006. And it's primarily due because Palmer amaranth is more competitive in cotton than horseweed is. So therefore, in Arkansas, you really don't have to tell us how bad Palmer amaranth can be. That's the last we have of Ken Smith. He hung his hat on pigweed and went to Texas on us. But it's pretty severe, but in our state, we do have successful weed control programs that can control glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. These programs rely on pre-emergence soil residual herbicides and overlapping these residuals, which also includes timely applications and also adequate moisture for activation of these. And if we incorporate these residuals with a system like glufosinate or Liberty Link cotton, we can actually do a really good job of keeping our cotton fields clean. However, if we had another mode of action, it would be a nice addition to our arsenal and promote best management practices. This excerpt was from our 2013 MP44 that we produced in Arkansas, just showing you what we have recommended for pre-plant and pre-emergence control of Palmer amaranth. Right now, if we do reflex pre-plant, we can start with a pretty clean field, and that's what we like to do, is start clean and stay clean. Follow that up with a pre-emergence application of Cotteran or Dyrex, followed up again with a 1 to 2 leaf application on cotton of glufosinate or glyphosate plus metolachlor, and we're overlapping these residuals and keeping a pretty good clean field and keeping this knocked down. However, if we had another mode of action that we could use pre that was different from Cotteran or Dyrex, that way we could rotate our chemistries, that'd be a nice addition to what we already have. And that's why we're interested in fluoridone. It was developed in the late 70s under the trade name of Brake, and was found to be safe on cotton when applied pre-emergence. During its development, they observed control of several broadleaf weeds, including amaranthus species. Recently in Arkansas, we used Brake in cotton under a Section 18 exemption, and other research provided by Starkey and others from Arkansas in 2012 showed that it could provide control of Palmer amaranth for 6 weeks at rates ranging from 0.2 to 0.5 pounds AI per acre. The rates we used in Arkansas under this Section 18 were around 0.25 pounds AI in the producer's fields. In a recent article written by Culpepper in 2013, he had some concerns with Brake, as well as us in Arkansas, looking at the positives and negatives of this chemistry. Positives being, it would be an alternative for cotton growers with potentially extended residual control of Palmer amaranth and many other weeds, and it has good cotton tolerance. But the negatives, one being the cost, we're not real sure how the factor is going to be there with cost, and we had some rotational concerns. Research done by Zach Hill and others there at Fayetteville have shown that these concerns aren't as great as we expected on most of the crops that we follow in rotation with cotton. However, we're still looking at the results of these, and it does require a significant amount of rainfall or irrigation to activate. So our objective was to examine Palmer amaranth control and cotton tolerance with various rates of Brake herbicide applied pre-emergence in cotton. We did these trials in 2012 and 2013 on a Hebert silt loam soil near Roar, Arkansas. We used a randomized complete block design with 4 applications. Our applications were made at 10 gallons per acre with a tractor mounted sprayer, and we used lateral overhead irrigation as needed to make sure we had the right amount of moisture required for this chemistry. In 2012, we planted Fibermax 1944 on May 10th, and in 2013, we used a Stoneville 4946 planted on May 28th. We applied Brake at rates of 0.1, 0.2, 0.5, 0.3, 0.4, and 0.5 pounds active ingredient per acre. We also included a comparison treatment of Direx and Cotteran at 1 pound active ingredient per acre as a standard. We evaluated our Palmer amaranth control in cotton and cotton injury during this trial, and our data was separated using the analysis of variance at the 0.5 level of significance. Now, as we move into the results, I want to set up our scenario and show you our rainfall amounts for the 2012 and 2013 growing season. We started out going all the way to April 12th. We planted on May 10th, and that was the day our applications were made. Well, previous to planting, we planted right about in this area right here. We had received a little over 2 inches of rain prior to planting our cotton, and then 2 days after planting and after our applications, we received another quarter inch of rainfall. We started with a little bit of a dry spell after May 12th. About 21 days before we received any more rainfall after that, we couldn't get our lateral moving the way we do our maintenance. We didn't really start worrying about it until we started to use it, and it was broke down, so it took us some time before we can get irrigation. We're looking at inches of rain here on our y-axis. Along the x-axis is our date, and the red bars denote lateral overhead irrigation compared to rainfall represented by the blue bars. Shortly after our irrigation, we received almost a little over 4 inches of rain, so we had plenty of moisture during the time, and I feel that quarter inch was enough to activate our Floridone prior to being a pretty wet soil to start with. 2013 seemed to be no different. If you noticed, our planting dates is quite a bit later than the year before, comparing the 10th of May to the 28th day of May. Because it was so wet, we couldn't get in the fields to plant. We planted on the 28th day of May. We had already received a little over 2 inches of rain, well, almost 4 inches of rain before planting, and then right after planting, we received about 0.6 inch, followed by another 0.8 inch, followed by 0.75 inch. So we had plenty of moisture, I feel, to get activation of our herbicide and of our weeds. So now we're going to look at the control of Palmer amaranth. We're looking at 20 and 25 days after application. In 2012, it was 20 days after. In 2013, it was 25 days after. At the time of application in 2012, we had received 0.75 inch of rain. Our percent control is here on the y-axis, followed by our rates of break along the x-axis, as well as our two comparison rates of Cotteran and Direx, both at 1 pound active ingredient. In 2012, there was no difference among treatments at this time. All were at or near 100% control of Palmer amaranth. However, in 2013, we were a little bit later in the year. We had a little bit better germination of our weeds, a little bit more present, and we started to separate the rates of our break at this time. Looking at rates of about 0.3 to 0.5, they were no different at this time from Cotteran or Direx. However, when compared to the break at 0.1 and 0.2 pounds, we were starting to see a little bit of difference in control, with our break seeming to break at these lower rates at this time. When we moved out to 53 and 42 days after application, again looking at our 2 years in the Palmer amaranth control, the same setup as before, we are starting to see the decline in our control, but we're looking 53 and 42 days after application here. Again, we don't have anything at 100% control, but looking at rates of break at 0.4 and 0.5 pounds AI per acre, we're still holding pretty good and provided better control than the lower rates, but we're still no different than the control that we received from Cotteran or Direx. Over this time, we observed minimal injury to cotton both years. It was less than 5%. We found that break at rates of 0.3 to 0.5 pounds active ingredient provided greater control of Palmer amaranth than the lower rates. Control of Palmer amaranth with break from 0.3 to 0.5 pounds AI were similar to that control that we observed with Direx and Cotteran. And applied pre-emergence break provided early season weed control of Palmer amaranth, as well as some of the other weeds that we evaluated but did not show. With break, we concluded that we got about 70 to 94% control of Palmer amaranth with all rates 7 weeks after application. It provided 94% or greater control of Palmer amaranth 8 weeks after application in South Carolina and Georgia, as reported by Marshall and others in 2013. So I feel like we're right in line with these other researchers, and therefore we kind of feel that we have a potential for break to be an additional option for Palmer amaranth control in cotton, It provides us with a different mode of action. We can rotate the chemistries and hopefully use these best management practices to keep more resistance from building up in our state. I really appreciate your time this morning, and if you have any questions, I'll entertain them now. The plant back on grain sorghum? No, sir, I do not know the plant back on it. I do know in some of the trials that Zach Hill has done, there was very little injury. There was some injury observed, but as far as yield goes, there was no yield loss from the injury they observed with grain sorghum following cotton the previous year. I haven't seen an exact price yet, but I do know that they are worried about the price. It is has been used previously as an aquatic herbicide, and they're known for being very expensive, and so I'm not quite sure what the cost per acre is for our producers under this new label that we're getting. I do know that the complaints have been of the price, of whether it's going to be cost effective or not when you compare it to, you know, products like Cotteran or Dyrex that are pretty cheap because they've been out there so long. As far as I know, we haven't got a label yet, a full label for it. They are looking at a premix with fomestifin, reflex, plus break, and I'm not sure what it's going to look like for us in Arkansas yet. We haven't actually looked at it. I know other states have, and so I'm kind of curious to see what that's going to look like, maybe to reduce the cost a little bit.
Thank our speaker.
Thank you.